I'm Siri Patterson from Rubicon Line, and this podcast delves into the results of an athletics assessment survey and series of interviews conducted last spring by an outside consulting firm. In March of 2023, students filled out a survey assessing how athletics at SPA lived up to the school's mission and values. The survey was part of a wider analysis of the athletic department conducted by a hired consulting service. The consultants came to SPA in May as part of the assessment, interviewing students, families, and alumni to create a snapshot of where SPA athletics is now, where the program is succeeding, and where it is falling short. As part of the assessments, consultants offered immediate, short-term, and long-term action recommendations for the athletics department to become truly excellent. Findings from the survey were presented to the SPA community on October 30th. The presentation started by highlighting how the current athletics program compares to national averages and peer schools. Participation is strong for both girls and boys sports, but the school falls short on multi-sport participation, as well as the number of on-campus coaches. Coach salary is slightly above the mean, but equipment funding is slightly below. In the interviews, athletes and families largely reported that SPA Athletics lives up to the school mission of shaping the minds and hearts of the people that will change the world. This also was seen to go beyond those infamous few words. Interviewees reported that athletics programs and coaches understood the culture of SPA, and that academics often come before sports. Another positive highlighted in the interview portion was that students have access to athletic administrators when needed. Overall, athletes and families seem to be satisfied with the athletic opportunities at SPA. However, that does not mean that everything is perfect. Interviewees asked for centralization between athletics programs, better communication from coaches, and more consistency between coaches and in-game experiences. In the survey results of over 1,100 SPA community members, only half said that the school equally supports different teams. The consulting firm highlighted that this is concerning, especially in how it differs from the actual data about funding. This shows the need for better value communication and action to support all teams equally. In many action steps laid out by the consulting firm, perhaps the biggest one was focusing on coach stability. SPA has high levels of coach turnover impacting teams' consistency and culture. This assessment comes in the third month of new K-12 athletic director Paul Moyer's time at SPA. He was enthusiastic about the results and opportunities for growth within the program. He said that looking at SPA student athletes, their class and excellence are evident, and that using the results of this survey, the department can create special experiences for all its programs and athletes.
I'm Madeline. She, her pronouns. I'm a junior. I play basketball, which is my main sport. I play volleyball and track also.
Awesome. And could you talk a little bit about how you experience those different programs differently? Do you feel like there's different support from the athletics administration in the sports, and like how do you kind of feel that?
I feel like basketball is a lot different from the other ones because volleyball, it's like its own sport. There's not like the boys also don't have volleyball, and track, it's like both together, you know? So like they don't have to balance two different programs of the same sports with like the same needs. So I think that's definitely like something that's a lot different. And I know they try to do their best, but it is hard to balance. Like for basketball, it's hard to balance like boys and girls at the same time, especially when we have so many people occupying the gym during the season. Mm-hmm. So
are there ways, do you feel like SPA Athletics Administration like explicitly could be better about kind of like showing they do care about the boys and girls programs equally?
I don't know if there's anything the AD can do, but just like the amount of support, like just at the games in general, like I know that the boys are more like of a competitive program than we are, at least from last year's perspective, but I still feel like the school could go and show their support a bit more, because volleyball, we didn't have a super great season. I mean, we were decent, but like we weren't like everyone wanted to go see us play, you know, but we still had like a fair amount of people coming, and comparing that to like what I've had in the past years with girls basketball for freshman and sophomore year, like it's not comparable, the amount of people, like the amount of students who come and show up mm-hmm. for the games. Mm-hmm. So
Could you talk a little bit about coaches? So, like, one of the issues highlighted in this assessment was that SPA has a lot of coach turnover, and we don't have kind of like in-school coaches, so coaches that work at the school and also coach a sport. Have you had coach turnover within your three sports, and how has that kind of affected like the team performance and your individual performance?
Volleyball is probably the biggest one. We've had a lot of coach turnover with that. So, and I know before I was there for like the past 3 years, they had a different coach each time. So that was pretty challenging for the program. We've had the same coach now for 2 years, which it's good to have a consistent coaching style, I would say. Track, we've had the same like assistant coaches. The head coach has like changed up a bit, but I feel like it doesn't change too much. So we've had some more consistent coaching with track. Basketball, I've had the same coach since I was a freshman, which is nice. Some of the assistant coaches have switched up a bit, but mostly it's been good. But volleyball, I would say, is the biggest one who has a lot of coach turnover.
Like, what do you think the challenges have been having inconsistent coaching?
I think just like, especially if you're like an older player and you've had to deal with a bunch of coach turnover and you have to like regain your respect again with the coach, even though you've been with the program for a while. It's just like having to adjust to a new coaching style and like reestablish yourself as like one of the, like, this isn't from personal experience. This is just what I've heard and what I think it's like for like older upperclassmen who have to deal with that. It's just kind of frustrating, I think, for them.
And apart from like this assessment and your personal experience as someone that does three different sports, like how do you think the athletic department can continue to grow and like better support its athletes?
I think they're doing a better job, like scheduling wise. I feel like they have a better sense of what's going on there, so we're less confused as athletes every day on like what time our practice is. But I think the biggest thing for me as a basketball player is the facilities. We could still use some better gyms, and I feel like we have the means to do so. But now I probably won't be there to see it when we do. I know they said they're working on it, but they've been saying that for a while, so I don't really know what's going to happen with that.
And on the other side of that question, are there new things that you've seen this year, like with the new like head athletic director, or just like in the past few years with kind of, I don't know, it's been like a program kind of in flux. Like, what are some new good changes that you've seen in the program?
I At least this year, I think they have a new app that they worked on all of last year. And I got more of the details because I'm a captain for the basketball team, but they showed us like all the information it has on there. I think that's really useful because both the parents and the players can use it. And I feel like it's a much easier system to see all the scheduling from both a parent and player perspective. And I think that was not another one of the big issues, at least for me. Like during the basketball season, it gets really confusing, like because the scheduling is complicated with how many people use the gym. So I think that was a good addition this year for sure. And the basketball teams also get warm-ups this year, which is pretty cool. But I don't think my volleyball team hasn't gotten warm-ups, and my track team won't probably, but at least the basketball team does. So I think that's another cool thing, just giving the teams more stuff. I feel like other schools get to have that and we don't really. So, yeah.
That was girls basketball captain Madeline Moser, and now I'll be talking to boys basketball captain Tyson Hayes.
My name is Tyson Hayes. I'm in 12th grade and I play basketball.
Okay. What do you hope the athletic department can continue working on this year to create a better athletic experience?
To my understanding, the athletic department is kind of like resetting a lot of things, because I was talking to Mr. Comfort at one point and he said there's like lot of like old things that needed to be redone. And like one of the things is like they've created this new athletic website, which I think is a good step, because I've always thought that athletic representation at SPA could be much better and just more in general.
Yeah, onto that note, what are things that you've seen the SPA athletic department kind of like create this year or at the end of last year, and how has that kind of like helped your experience as an athlete?
For me, like with basketball, I'm not sure. I mean, I know the athletic department plays some role in this, but we've tried to do like junior Spartans nights and teacher appreciation night and parent appreciation night and things like that. It's just like ways to get people at the games, which I think is like the biggest thing, at least from an athlete's perspective. It's something I care about because it's more fun playing with more people watching. But from like a strictly athletic department standpoint, I think, I don't know, the like with the boys state tournament, I think they did a good job making sure everybody knows about that and getting more people to go to those games. Cause I mean, it's not every year that a school is going to make it to the state tournament and nonetheless win it for both boys and girls. So I think that was pretty cool.
Yeah. So one thing like the consulting firm talked about, like an area where SPA could do better, is like with coach turnover and making sure that we have like on-campus coaches, like coaches that work at the school. So what has your experience been with coaching and basketball? Have you had the same coach all 4 years at SPA? And like what have the benefits of that been, if so?
Yeah, so my coach, I've had him for all 4 years, and when I was a freshman, it was his second year coaching at SPA, and he does not work here. And I think that he would have, or the team would have definitely benefited from him being here, just because there's been times where he's kind of just been out of the loop a little bit, just because, I mean, he can only know so much. He only sees us when we're practicing with him. So I think that would definitely be a benefit in many ways. Yeah.
That's it for this podcast, delving into the athletics assessment results. For more podcasts, go to RubiconLine.com. Thank you for listening.